now to people doing it very tough on the land. Bernard Brain is a farmer at Ooze, about an hour's drive northwest of Hobart. He's lost three quarters of his merino lambs. I spoke to him a short time ago. Bernard Brain, have you seen anything like this before?
Not since a major flood back in 1960 when I was a very young boy, and we were isolated for a week back then, and a lot of the bridges were washed out then, but our rivers has a lot of water in it, but it normally doesn't get much in the way of big floods. But this, we have minor floods, but nothing of the major variety like we're experiencing today.
And Bernard, do you think it's over?
No, it's not. I heard a report in mid-afternoon saying that at the local gauging station about 4 kilometres upstream of our farm that the river still had 1.9 metres to rise, and it's already at major flood level.
So what sort of damage has it wreaked already?
I can't tell you what's happened in the local village because I can't get there, but I know they're evacuating some units there, that single-person's units around the hospital, because they would definitely go under tonight, and the local medical centre, which is now what it is, that could end up with up to a metre of water through it tonight, I would think. I presume they've been evacuating all the expensive machinery and that sort of thing out of the hospital and the local doctor's surgery and that sort of thing.
And what about people on the land, people like you?
We're not sure how many sheep we've lost, but we estimate it could be up to 600 young sheep. But it all happened between 4:30 and 6 this morning, and so we just weren't even aware of it. Within an hour and a half, the river rose from 0.6 of a metre to 4 metres. Pumps and that sort of thing, we couldn't even think about doing anything about.
That's quite frightening that you should lose so much of your flock in such a quick amount of time.
Yes. And in fact, we couldn't do anything about it, I guess, because we had a fine day here yesterday, and overnight we only had a few mils, and we've just had another 7 or 8 mils today. But all the rain fell about 80 kilometres north of us on the top end of the Central Plateau, where they've had anything up to 200 plus mils up of rain up there. Hydroelectric canals and that sort of thing couldn't handle the flow, because it's almost an annual flow of the river coming down in one day.
And Bernard Brain, your sheep was simply washed down the river, were they?
We saw about 120 on two little islands this morning, and at that stage the river appeared to be starting to gradually fall, so I was hoping that we'd be able to retrieve them, but I got a very large tractor that I have to see if I could follow a higher route to get out to them and try and get a few that were just standing in water, but I only went a short distance and realised that it wasn't feasible to get to them, and by 1 p.m. One lot had been washed away, and soon after the other lot went, and we just couldn't do anything about it. The river was just flowing so fast that even a boat wouldn't have been safe to, if we could have got one. We couldn't have got to them all saved, and so there was probably 120 went during the day that we just had to watch, unfortunately. And we don't know how many went overnight. Some of them could access high ground if they were sensible enough to do it, but we just don't know.
And Bernard Brain, what about other people, other farmers in your area? Do you think or fear that they would have similar stock losses?
It's quite hilly ground, so there's not big areas of flats that are affected, but the next farmer down from us, we heard this morning that there was a possibility he might have lost 80% of a cow herd there, but I haven't heard anything more about whether that was right or not.
What about personal safety? What are you hearing about people in the district?
There is a fear that an elderly gentleman was trying to save some sheep this morning and was swept away. I believe they haven't found him, so we're not sure of his fate, unfortunately.
Ooze farmer Bernard Brain speaking to me a short time ago.